So we're just going to take a few minutes to relax and breathe. And just let go of the getting here and be here now. Settle into this beautiful space of peace that we have allocated for ourselves today. To just take a little time to focus and relax. And feel that beautiful energy of love that exists at the center of all of the activity. Just allowing the love. The phrase that I like is that the healing, loving energy of spirit is in every organ, cell, and system of my body. And when I think those words, I can feel my hands start to tingle and I can feel the cells of my body dance a little with appreciation for loving attention. And the quote I thought I was going to use today was about revering the body. And I hope I get around to doing that one sometimes, because it's about loving every aspect of who we are, and it's inspiring. But yesterday we listened to the workshop from 2/22/23 again, and twice we listened to this segment about financial prosperity and ease and flow in the area of money. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And here's what Abraham said on the 22nd, which was last Wednesday now. Abraham said, you're supposed to have money. You're supposed to have everything that you want. The law of attraction doesn't prevent you from having things. The law of attraction just matches your dominant vibration. So they were speaking to the woman in the video, and they said to her, you're not accurate in your explanation of how lighthearted you are about money. In fact, your video, in the first part of it, you said one thing, and in the second part, you said another. In other words, you're trying to process it, understand it, and figure it out. So all that time that you're spending noting where you are and trying to explain that, you're holding yourself where you don't want to be. You're also, like a lot of people, have opinions about how money comes. Most people believe that money comes in response, like an exchange. I give this and you give me that. And a lot of people feel they don't want to spend time doing something they don't want to do. They don't want someone else telling them what to do. In other words, you have resistance about earning money. You almost said it there. What am I supposed to do? Go do something that I don't want to do in order to get money? You're explaining to us, and have been, I just want to feel good and I want money to come. And feeling good will let money come. It's possible to do things you really like to do in exchange for money. But in the thinking about it so much, you're balled up in this. So how does someone get a breakthrough? How do you start letting something in that you've been wanting to let in, but that you haven't been letting in? An understanding is helpful, so we're going to give it to you in a way you'll hear it differently. You get to choose what you want. So let's think about life as you've been living it and the boxes that you put into the vortex that you want to be checked. And that was something they had said earlier in the workshop, that every request we've ever made has been put in a box in our vortex, and our inner being has checked the box. So they want us to think about the life we've been living and the launching of the rockets that we've done and the boxes that have been put into the vortex that we want to be checked by our inner being. And they started this wonderful flow. I want money to come easily. The box is there. Your inner being checked it. I want to do things that I enjoy doing in life. The box is there. Your inner being checked it. I want ease and flow. The box is there, your inner being checked it. I want to really enjoy my life. The box is there, your inner being checked it. I want to have lots of time to do the things I really like to do. The box is there, your inner being checked it. I want to play with other brilliant people. The box is there, your inner being checked it. I want to be satisfied in my life. The box is there, your inner being checked it. I want to experience the most delicious, finest, most beautiful things in life, like lots of financial abundance. Box is there and checked. I want beautiful things. Box there and checked. I want physical well-being. Box there and checked. I want delicious relationships. Box there and checked. I want fantastic lovers. Lots of loving. Box is there and checked. We could spend hours acknowledging what your life has put there and what has been given in terms of attention and focus and shoring up that absolute point of attraction. So now here you are. You put it all there. The law of attraction is responding powerfully to that because your inner being is focused unequivocally, undeniable, non-resistant, purely on all of those things. And the law of attraction has gathered the cooperative components to each and every one of those boxes you put there that your inner being is focused on, and it is certain. You must find continuous varieties of thought that feel like that. Focus on what's in the vortex, not what is. You don't make it happen. You just need to be a cooperative component. Being a cooperative component means being playful, not worried, relaxed, not struggling, flowing, not hardworking. You do it with ease and flow, trust, and love. So that's the end of the Abraham quote. And I want to utilize that idea of all that is already in our vortex, put in little boxes and checked off by our inner beings. So I am just imagining a checklist with all these wonderful things and all these little boxes with really lovely checks on them. And knowing how excited our inner beings are to have checked all those boxes for us. And so I want to play with this idea of saying what it is that we want and then imagining it being added to the checklist. And this one was a wonderful rampage about money. And so let's redo some of the ones that we've already heard. And as we do that, if you're imagining in your mind a checklist that is now your checklist, and it at the top of the page, it's your name, and it says your vortex, Connie's vortex, Peggy's vortex, Madeline's vortex, Josie's vortex, Sue's vortex, Marcia's vortex, David's vortex, John's vortex. Each of us have this wonderful checklist that's already done. And somebody posted on Facebook a beautiful image today of incredible flowers and butterflies and beautiful things and the words, it's done. And I was reminded of Abraham saying 13 times, it's done, 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 it's done. And so we have the opportunity to bask in the doneness. So let's bask in some doneness and recognize that we put in our vortex the idea that we want money to come easily. And our inner being checked the box and reminded us that it is done. We want to do things that we enjoy in life. And the box is there, and our inner being has already checked it, and it's done. We want ease and flow. The box was created, our inner beings checked it, and it's done. We want to really enjoy our lives. The box is there, our inner beings checked it, and it's done. We want to have lots of time to do the things we really like to do. The box is there, our inner beings checked it, and it's done. We want to play with other brilliant people. The box is there, our inner beings checked it, and it's done. And as we think about all these things, I think it's possible for each of us to find ways that this is already true, that we can soothe and savor the benefits of our lives up until now. So think about the things that you do already that you enjoy doing in your life. For me, it's going to the park every day and going outside to play. It may be playing with your grandchildren or having a wonderful hobby that you love, or being with people you adore. But recognize all of the things that already exist in your life. Perhaps it's living in a home that feels really comfortable and affordable and pleasant to be in and homey. Each of us have our own things that we already have that we enjoy doing, that we enjoy experiencing. And we can recognize how that box has been there and our inner beings have checked it again and again and again and again. I want ease and flow. We each want ease and flow. And we each have things in our lives that are already easy and flowing. I noticed that when my heat turned on again after a 70 degree day that was very unusual in the winter time, and then it suddenly got cooler and my heat turned on, what a gift that was, and how that represented ease and flow for me. Ease and flow. Whatever it is in your life that feels like ease and flow, sometimes it can be something that didn't feel easy and flowing a couple of days ago. I finished preparing my taxes for my accountant last Friday. It took me 5 hours. But I felt such relief when it was done, and when I drove down to drop it off at his office on Saturday, I felt such a sense of relief and ease. So take a moment and just notice in your life where there's already ease and flow. Recognizing that the boxes have been there and our inner being's been checking them and they've been getting done. And as we focus on the ones that we already recognize as done, it makes us more of a cooperative component to the ones that are currently gathering. The next one is we want to play with other brilliant people. And I feel like this group that we are gathered in today is a gathering of other brilliant people that I play with regularly. So I already have experiences of playing with other brilliant people. The box is there and my inner being checked it, and here I am, here we each are today. And there are other places in my life as well that I get to play with other brilliant people. And it may be a grandchild that knocks your socks off with the stuff they say to you. Or it may be a brilliant pet that bounces up and down and makes you laugh and smile and licks your face. And as I said that, it was 2:22:22 on my clock here. And I noted those numbers, 2:22:22, on my paper when I was listening to that segment in the workshop yesterday. So there is magic afoot. Things are always lining up for us. And the beauty and the harmony and the grace that's unfolding is ever present. Another one is, I want to be satisfied in my life. And so think about something you're satisfied about. I'm satisfied that my internet's working today and that I'm here with some wonderful people. I'm satisfied that I had something nice to eat for lunch. I'm satisfied that again today my heat is turning on and my humidifier is working and the inside of my house is beautifully comfortable. Think of something or things in your life that feel satisfying, that you feel contentment about in this moment. And recognize that the box is there, has been there, and your inner being checked it. And for those things you're already satisfied with, you received it. Law of Attraction brought it to you. And so many other things are lined up, and the boxes are checked, and the Law of Attraction is ready to bring it to us. As we do things like that, as we say, I want to experience the most delicious, beautiful things in life, like lots of financial abundance. And notice where there might be beautiful, delicious things in your life. Notice any financial abundance you can already see there. Those boxes were checked. And you received, and it was done. And you were a match to receiving. And that can continue to happen in powerful and wonderful ways. I want physical well-being. Take a moment to think about the physical well-being you're already experiencing. Something that feels like it's working well today. You may feel strong today, or flexible today, or mobile today. You may feel like you have dexterity in your fingers, or strength in your legs for walking. You may feel like you have clear vision when you look out. I would put my glasses on that and claim it. You may feel that your hearing is good. You may feel like you love smelling beautiful scents. You may feel like you love tasting delicious food. All of those things represent physical well-being. You may be grateful for just noticing your breath. The vast majority of time, we don't even have to think about breathing. Our inner being does it for us. Most of us don't make our heart beat. We allow it to beat. And that box is checked, and it's happening for us. Maybe you slept well last night, or you had beautiful dreams. Those are examples of physical well-being. So let's just take a moment and acknowledge that the vast majority of what's happening in our bodies is going really well. Our food is digesting. our lymph nodes are doing whatever the heck lymph nodes do. I just love our bodies. They're so complicated and fascinating and so not my thing to worry about. My inner being's taking all care of all of that. The box is checked and it is done. Basking in the kinds of well-being there is. Abraham also suggested that delicious relationships, the box is there and checked. And we have so many different kinds of delicious relationships. We have relationships with spouses or lovers or partners. We have relationships with dear long-term friends. We have relationships with family members. We have relationships with children. We have relationships with people of all different ages. We have relationships with birds and cats and dogs, and we have relationships with places. And there is so much potential for love in all of these relationships. And the boxes are already checked for so many of them. And our inner beings are holding and checking those ones that we've asked for that haven't shown up in the physical yet, but they're already down in the vortex. And our job is to focus on the blessings, to become content, to move into the upper half of the emotional scale and allow ourselves to be satisfied, and then move up into hopeful and optimistic and eager and happy and passionate and joyful, because all those boxes are already in our vortex and already checked. And when we come into that upper half of the scale, we are starting to see life as our inner being sees it. We are clearing our vision in the metaphysical sense and seeing the beauty and the harmony and the grace and the clarity and the joy and the health and the abundance and the wisdom, the creativity and the wonder that is already there. It is good. It is so good. Abraham said, the law of attraction has gathered the cooperative components to each and every one of those boxes you put there. Your inner being is focused on it, and it is certain. I am so grateful that it is done, and that we can know it is done. And in fact, this meditation is about done. Our time is up, but we can go on acknowledging the checked boxes and the magnificence of our inner beings and all of the things that have already been accomplished and all that is yet to be. I am so grateful, and I just am grateful to each of you for being here, for showing us your kitty, and for loving life. It is good, and so it is.